Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Wisconsin. It means Max Inc. Radio is on the air. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin, 6 to midnight. Hello, everybody. It's that time of the show where it's time to say it's live in the Devil's Lair. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate here in Madison. Find more at movetomadison.com and Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. Shop them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Jimmy, it's time for the Devil's Lair. And what may be left of a dying breed is country music artist Jenna Jane. With a heavier approach to country music, her originally an outlaw style is blazing a successful new trail for the young artist from Eagle River, Wisconsin. And she's actually from Madison, but that's where she is today, and she came down here. Rehearsing her new album, Nine Lives, and she's releasing it June 3rd. Jenna Jane is here to perform live in the studio.
Yes.
Jenna Jane, welcome to the Devil's Lair.
What's up, you guys?
Exciting.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
We are so happy.
I've had pins and needles ever since we chatted and we confirmed this date.
I can confirm that he has.
Come on.
No, he has. He has been waiting.
Super awesome. Excited.
Yep. So and you should ask the first question then, Jimmy K.
Well, I was just going to say, I guess I'm going to apologize to you.
Uh-oh.
For some reason, I thought you were from the Wausau area.
No, I played there a time or two.
Sure. Right. But you're from Eagle River.
Yeah, not originally. I originally from the Dells, actually. And I relocated up there about 5 years ago now. So it's beautiful.
It is gorgeous. It is. Good place for some live music, too, right?
There's a lot of great venues up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's underrated. I think it's the underdog, and people kind of overlook that.
Ha.
That's amazing. And Jenna, you've been playing shows since you've been 12 years old.
Oh.
And
yeah.
Is that right?
It is.
And at 14, you were opening for REO Speedwagon, Loverboy, and Rick Springfield.
Yeah, yeah. That was quite the experience, and definitely just threw me in at 14 and was like, hey, this is what you're destined to do now, I guess.
How did that opportunity present itself to you? I mean,
I got really lucky. I was kind of born into like a musical family. My dad and my uncle were both musicians. And so I got to actually play and sing with my uncle's band opening up for these acts at that young age. So that was really neat.
And no butterflies, no weird, like you were just out there going, this is what I'm going to do.
You know, I've always been just kind of out there and had my own style. And when I was 4 years old, my mom used to tell me that I would just run around the house and sing and jump off the couch and wear weird outfits. And so I guess I was never afraid to just be myself in front of people.
Thank goodness, because look where it's brought you. And that's kind of what we want to hear about. Who are you for people who don't know who you are? And what has kind of gotten you here now? We've obviously heard a little bit about that.
You know, I think every artist, you know, grows in their own way throughout their journey. And as they really find out, you know, what their sound is, what their style is. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about it is I kind of started singing classic rock when I was 12, 14. And then I'm like, you know, I love country. I've always loved country. But that rock kind of stuck with me. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to, this is me. This is who I am. I love rock. I love country. And we're going to mesh those two together. And it's working.
Well, you know, with your current stuff, that's exactly what you did. And, you know, it's in today's world, you know, mixing the rock and the country together. I mean, you're going to get on the radio more than likely because people love that genre. Mm, they love the rock but they also like the little bit of a twang, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I love the instrumentation of like heavy rock. You know, I love the heavy guitar effects on a lot of my songs that are on Spotify and Apple Music. And my vocals, you know, they can get, you know, kind of rockish, but I'm definitely more on the country side of things.
And then going, just stepping back here, so 12 years old was when you started out, 14, you were opening for REO Speedwagon. When did your songwriting come into play? When did you start writing your own music?
I used to be with a group called the Prom Queen Rejects in high school, and it was a
great name.
Yeah. And we won a Mama Award, speaking of Madison, back in the day. But when I was 16, we cut a record with Paradigm Studios down here in Madison.
Of course.
And we had a few songs off there. So my songwriting started when I was 16.
Okay.
And it really didn't start taking shape to who I was until, you know, just recently. So
what was the Mama for?
I think it was, you know, I couldn't tell you. I don't even remember anymore.
You were 16. I bet it was one of the youth awards, Terry.
It probably was. Because we were, and we were all girls, and we played at Summerfest. And
oh, that is it. Rock Onsen. Yes. Back then it was like the Les Paul Award.
I think that's what it was,
Very cool. Okay. Now you, I guess if we jump forward, you know, we kind of go backwards now to go forwards with you. You actually went to Nashville and signed with an agency there.
I did.
What?
I went down there for a tour in Florida, Alabama, and Tennessee. And I was so scared. I played in Tennessee for the very first time because I just wanted to see what it would be like.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I got back home, I actually had Mr. Glenn Schaefer. He's out of Nashville, Park Bench Media. Love him so much. He recently passed away. Mm. But he reached out to me and he really kickstarted my career. And he was like, you know, I kind of heard about you down here in Nashville. I caught wind of you, and I think you're really great. And he was the one that really kickstarted everything for me. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do we get to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Let's get to some live music with Jenna Jane and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Trainwreck. And tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, so Trainwreck was actually one of the first songs that I ever wrote after going back out as a solo artist under Jenna Jane, you know, not a prom queen reject. But this one, you know, is kind of like going out on the town. You're getting a little bit too crazy on the whiskey, and you just ended up being a train wreck. So this one is off of the New Me When album that was released back in August.
All right, it's Jenna Jane live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. On Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Headed off the rails in this little tight dress, rolling this town like a damn hot mess. Nobody could have stopped it, couldn't you see? That's what happens when the whiskey hits me. Long tan legs and lips like wine, say don't mess with a heart like mine. A long black train, clouds of steam, seeing your man just like Jolene. When you hear that whistle blowing, say clear up those tracks. He'll hit you without knowing. Train wreck. Enough coal to feel this fire. Can't contain your one desire. Bought this ticket, are you ready to ride? My kind of love is like Bonnie and Clyde. When you hear that whistle blowing, stay clear of those tracks. He'll hit you.
Train wreck.
Jenna Jane live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, the Civic Media Radio Network. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask Jenna a question.
Oh, I felt that song. Oh, she wants some callers. Come on now.
Call in.
Oh, fine. Okay. This past October, you made an international, I mean, we're talking about Wisconsin to Nashville to now we're international.
Yeah.
At Country Fest Cancun in Mexico. You know what? I would have gone with you and carried your gear or whatever.
Yeah. Me too.
That sounds super fun.
I was jelly following that series of pictures from
Cancun.
Oh,
no, gosh.
But you were playing with established artists like Trace Atkins, Justin Moore. These are names we, of course, know. So tell us, what was this like?
It was
play.
So funny because, you know, I'm a nobody, right? You know, and I'm out by the pool and I got my hair slicked back and I usually have a hat on when I'm out playing. And I've got these ladies that have no clue who I am by the pool because I got my hair slicked back. But I come back out for dinner and I got my hat on. They're like, oh my gosh, can we get a picture with you? Because, you know, they see my face on the posters and stuff like that. And it was just so weird that, you know, you're one of the artists. Like, you aren't just playing, you know, a little small town gig. You're one of the artists that are on this, you know, festival roster. Yeah. And I tell my husband when we checked in, and we had our own little special lobby that we checked into, and, you know, all the other artists are coming in, and I'm like, you know, we just got to play it cool. You know, we don't fangirl.
You are one of them.
Well, then I shot myself in the foot with that one because I ended up sitting in the VIP lounge listening to other artists with Trace Atkins and Trace walks in and my husband kind of nudges me and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Trace Atkins. Trace got me.
Wow. I'm so proud of you. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
This is amazing. Okay, so now you play about 150 shows a year.
150 shows a year.
That's
insane.
And it's everywhere. You're going everywhere.
Yeah.
What are some of the best that you've played at? And I know now this is really fun because you have one coming up tomorrow in Lake Mills.
I do.
Yeah, so if people want to actually, after hearing you tonight, go see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
But do you have any favorites?
You know, I really, really appreciate all of my local venues the most because, you know, those guys are the ones that gave me my start in the beginning. And you hustle and you play those and you love those guys so, so much. So they hold a very special place in my heart. But I played at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, well, hello.
Yeah. In a local favorite, the Crystal Grand Music Theater. So that's in the Wisconsin Dells. Yes. They're up for an ACM, actually.
They are. We've talked about it.
Shout out to, so fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Michael Alexander.
Absolutely. Yes. The whole crew there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that venue. It's a personal favorite. But, you know, just these festivals are great. Just getting to know other artists and networking and just maybe a collab with some of them someday. Who knows?
Oh, I'm going to say yes. It will happen. Manifest it.
You're in Lake Mills tomorrow. Is it Thai Arena?
Astalon Inn.
Astalon Inn. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get back to some live music with Jenna Jane in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Jenna, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Faded. Is this about blue jeans?
No. This song, you know, and speaking of Astalon Inn tomorrow, a lot of that is, you know, that the reason I'm going down there is my mom's family is from Lake Mills. And I can't wait to see them all tomorrow. And speaking of my mom, I wrote this about her. I lost her when I was 8 years old. So just, this is one of my personal favorites.
It's Jenna Jane live in the Devil's Lair, 844-967-2789. She said call. So you better do that.
What do you do when memories fade? Colors all gone and washed away. They try to play it back, it's never the same. All that's left is white, black, and gray. And you try to remember what it's like in that moment, and you try to forget that you're gone and faded. And did I ever really know you? What's it like up there? And do you see what I see?
myself. My vision seems so faded. I could really use your help. I was so young, I didn't understand. Try and to remember what it's like in that moment, and you try and to forget that you're gone and faded. And did I ever really know you? What's it like out there? To remember what it's like in that moment, and you try to forget that you're gone and faded.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jenna Jane live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, all over the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media app. Make sure you get that on your phone right now. Jenna, you sound fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank wow, you. That song. Oof.
So the new album is coming out really soon. June 3rd is when it's dropping. It's called Nine Lives.
Yes.
Tell us about the new album. Is it going to be available on vinyl? Because I've been collecting some vinyl for local artists.
We might be able to make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
But if you know what CDs are, we do have those available.
Wait, what?
Yeah. What were those?
Yeah. Oh, my. I know. I recently saw a kid posted that they're loving listening to cassettes. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, that was my childhood.
Yeah, isn't that funny? They're back, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, yeah, CDs. CDs are cool. Cars still have CDs, but there's nothing like the vinyl,
I know,
Jenna.
It. Yes. I know. I've got a record player, and I have vinyl all over my house of all different kinds of artists. Like, I love Janis Joplin, and I love listening to her on vinyl.
There's something about it.
What's on the top of your stack right now in your vinyl collection? What are you listening to?
Oh, it's got to be, I think, one of the ones that's out on the mantle right now is a Johnny Cash album.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Oh, man. So what was the inspiration for you when we talk about Nine Lives? What is that?
Nine Lives is one of the most mature pieces of work that I've ever put out, actually. And it was based off of it was a short series of events that were pretty traumatic and just made me grow up really, really quick. And but just looking back on the beauty of the lessons that you learned from it, you know, so not like reflecting in a negative way, but, you know, reflecting in a positive way and seeing how much you've grown from it. So Nine Lives is, you know, Jenna, it's maybe it's time to settle down and stop pushing the nine lives.
I hear it.
What was the writing process with these songs like? And
it was so easy this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, you know, it came really, really easy. And I think it's so much easier to write about real life stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's the content most of your music is life stories, your life story. Yeah.
Is it hard to share? You know, because it is, then you're putting yourself out there with your real story.
Sometimes it is, you know, I guess it's not so much anymore. At first it was, because Faded, you know, the song I just played was my first single. Mm. And it felt really vulnerable putting that out there. But, you know, now it's beautiful because there are so many people that, you know, said, I relate to so many of your songs.
Yeah.
And whether it's, you know, directly the same life experience or just slightly different or maybe not at all, but they love it and they relate to it. And that's kind of what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Doesn't that feel good or maybe it feels weird. I don't know what it's like when somebody comes up and actually says that to you.
It is a great feeling. And I love when people request my original music at shows. That's a great feeling. It's like, wait, you know my song?
We're all going to know your songs. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Well, speaking of her songs, let's get back to some live music with Jenna Jane in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now, here we go. This is a premiere. This is a brand new song off of her new album.
This is a brand new song.
Nine Lives. This song is called Burns Like You Do.
Ooh.
Tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
I already like it.
Yeah, so this one is just kind of about a heartbreak that you just can't get past. You know, it's like it hurts so bad to keep going back to you, but there's nothing that burns like you do. Kind of like cheap whiskey, you know?
You know, there's actually a really good bottle of whiskey back in the kitchen back
here. Oh, boy, Jimmy.
You don't say, Jimmy, really.
Yeah. Perhaps we'll have to share the good whiskey tonight. Uh-oh. I'm okay with that.
That was almost a song title, Cheap Beer, Good Whiskey.
We're live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media with Jenna Jane.
I've tried whiskey 100 proof, cheap cigarettes and dive bar views, and just like you, they're all bad for me. But I can't help lighting that match and setting it to gasoline. You're not playing with fire, baby. I'm lost in the moment. The flame burns higher down to ashes before I know it. Something told me not to light a candle next to you. And even though it hurts, nothing burns like it do. My friends say I should move on. My daddy said I held on too long. I'd rather have when things were good, but truth is you don't love me the way I thought you would. You're not playing with fire, baby. I'm lost in the moment. The flame burns higher down to ashes before we know it. Something told me not to light a candle next to you. And even though it hurts, nothing burns like it do. You're not playing with fire, baby. I'm lost in the moment. The flame burns higher down to ashes before I know it. Something told me not to light a candle next to you. And even though it hurts, nothing burns like it do.
Beautiful. Jenna
Brand
Jane.
New, right thank you. Here.
Is that the first time people heard that song?
It is not. It might have been maybe the second or third. I think I played it last weekend for the first time out.
And first
it
got, time on the radio.
First time on the radio. That is the first time. Yes.
Oh, that was a beautiful.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Awesome.
So Jenna Jane is live in the Devil's Lair. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more live music. Don't forget, Max and Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. You like metal, Jenna?
I love metal.
Do you like punk?
I knew it.
Do you like punk rock and roll?
I love punk. Yeah. Yes, so absolutely.
You want to hit Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. That's coming up very soon. All right. We'll be right back. It's Max Inc. Heavy.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you all are having a great evening. Jenna Jane is live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Rocker Terry, I want to pause just a second just to let everybody know next week on Max Inc. Radio, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets will be performing live in the Devil's Lair.
Oh, that's going to get crazy.
Oh, for sure. Uh-huh, so, and then the following week, Beth Keeley will be in for an interview to talk about her brand new album.
It's just something with everybody working on so many different projects, but I bet it feels so good for everybody to be out there.
Indeed.
Again.
Indeed. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Call
Jenna
her.
Jane is demanding your
she
phone call.
She wants a phone call. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we were just talking about this new album, and you just gave us a sample of what's on it. Wow. It's called Nine Lives, and, okay, I'm so excited about this. You are having your release party. It's coming up. Put this on the calendar, everybody. June 3rd at Monk's Bar and Grill in Lake Delton.
Yes.
I love that place for so many different reasons. It's a great venue. It's a great listening room. Tell us about your show and how can we get tickets right now before you sell out?
Yeah, so tickets have been on sale since the last week of April, and you can attend. You can buy tickets on Eventbrite. There is a link on my Facebook page. Get them right away. So it's going to be a real intimate night. I'm really excited. We'll be playing some old songs and then obviously the new songs, and we're going to do a little meet and greet, and we'll have some merchandise there, some fresh new merchandise. So
how does it feel to know you're this close to having your release? And it sounds like you are digging this album too that you're putting
out. I love this album. This is probably, like I said, it's my favorite piece of work yet. And I'm really excited for the release party and everybody to just hear these songs finally, because everyone's like, when is this going to drop? When is this? You know, I tease them on TikTok and Facebook and with 15 seconds and like, come on.
did we ask you where you recorded your producer who helped you out with the
my
album?
My producer, gosh, I love him. I can't thank him enough. He is the best guy in the world. He is also my lead guitar player.
Oh,
nice.
His name is Mr. Tim Driscoll at Thrashing Vamp Studios in Iron Mountain, Michigan. So we spent a lot of time together, and he works so hard for me, and I just want to give a shout out to Tim on the radio here tonight. So.
Absolutely. Is he going to be playing? Are you going to have the band playing with you that night?
It'll actually just be Tim and myself showcasing these songs, you know? So what better way than for me and him to just have a, you know, a nice little intimate night there and, you know, show everybody all the new tunes that we've been working on.
Little chat too about all the songs too, because that's
yeah,
what that
he's incredible. Is. He is the studio musician for every part that is written in all of these productions.
Oh, wow.
So he plays the drums, he plays the bass, he plays 13 guitar parts.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
He is one of those guys.
Well, then, he definitely deserves a shout out.
They're
absolutely
awesome. And then, is there other people in the band when you play bigger shows?
There are. We rotate a couple of bass players, we rotate a couple of drummers. That's just what you got to do to get it done and go on tour, because it's hard to get four people's schedules to line up at the same time if it's like, hey, come on, we're going to Mexico, let's go.
As we said, we'll go with you next time and carry your stuff.
Oh, Rocker could play drums.
Yeah, there you go. Ha ha, built in.
Now we're going to get heavy.
Iron plow.
Oh, man. So again, the show we're talking about, which I think is really important, is your release show.
Absolutely.
June 3rd, Monk's Bar and Grill in Lake Delton. Again, an amazing place to go see live music.
It is incredible. I've been playing there for a long time. And, you know, the last time we did the release party down in Nashville, and it was fantastic. But it was just a lot of my family couldn't make it. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we had some that showed up and made the trip. But, you know, this time we're going to get some more people in there and more, you know, people that are closer to home.
And so, that feels good.
Yeah, that feels
it?
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
You've got some other shows coming up. We already talked about tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're in Lake Mills. And again, where are you tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow at Astolon mm-hmm. Inn in Lake Mills from 1 to 4.
Perfect. And then May 12th.
May 12th, I'll be at the Pea Patch Saloon. Love those guys in Manitowish Waters, Wisconsin.
So. I like the Pea Patch.
The
name's adorable.
The best, one of the best music venues. I absolutely love them and adore them. So.
Okay. And then Eagle Lanes and Eagle River.
Yes. We are going to be with the full band there. So if you've never seen a Jenna Jane full band show, you don't want to miss that.
Okay. I caught a good buzz one time with Mrs. K at that bowling alley.
Oh,
seriously?
Hello.
Yeah. We were staying in Eagle River just a couple years ago, and we saw those bowling alleys. So
it's a good place to party, Jimmy.
It was. There was no
he
music
can vouch.
That night.
He can vouch.
We had a burger and fries and lots of beer. It was
nice.
Great.
Oh, that's fine.
Let's get back to live music with Jenna Jane and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Let's see. The next song you have for us to play tonight is Whiskey, My Old Friend, and Whiskey is definitely my old friend.
Yes.
Tell us about this song before you play.
So this song, you know, like I said, I write about a lot of real life experiences, and this song right here is for the people that are fighting addiction. And you know, you just don't want to go back to that. So this is for them.
Okay.
It's Jenna Jane live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
Sometimes it hurts thinking how it used to be. All those times I let you in, knowing you're no good for me. And yeah, I know we've had some good times, but when I have a little too much, it always turns into a fight. Yeah, it's true. I thought about picking you up again. There's an angel on my left, but the one on my right, saying, come on, baby, just one more night. And so I opened that door, knowing damn well tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell. Wondering why that taste on my lips has a hold of I should have put you down, you're like a disease. But lately, I've been letting you in, Whiskey, my old friend. I know they say I should go and get some help, lock you up, put you away, high on a pet shelf. But there's this ghost saying I got what you need. Fighting those voices, I still bring you back, right back into my reach. And so I open that door, knowing damn well tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell. Has a hold on me. I should have put you down. You're like a disease. But lately, I've been letting you in, Whiskey, my old friend. So I open that door, knowing damn well tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell. Wondering why that taste on my lips has a hold on me. I should have put you down, you're like a disease. But lately, I've been letting you in, Whiskey, my old friend.
Wow.
It's really a love affair with whiskey, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yikes.
It's a love-hate codependency, very bad relationship sometimes with whiskey.
It sure is.
And that song speaks well to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and speaking of whiskey, we are hearing some stories about this guitar.
Oh, yes.
Now, you've got this special Gretsch guitar.
It's gorgeous.
It's white. It's very unique. I've never seen one before, but there are whiskey stains on the guitar.
You can see them right now. Yeah, I'm not going to hide that. There's no shame in that.
Oh, my gosh.
How did those... is there some stories about your guitar? I see some cracks in it. This
you know,
been,
I'm rough on my stage equipment. It's been through a lot.
Well, you play it.
It's been through, it's been to a different country. It's been to, you know, a lot of different states and it's seen a lot of shots on stage too. So yeah.
How long have you had it? Has it always been your baby?
I've had this for a couple of years. I've always wanted a Gretsch and when I started playing full time, I just decided that I'm going to dive in and I'm going to do it. Yes. So, and no, I don't even care if it splits right down the middle completely. I'm still going to find a way to play it.
Oh, yeah.
What was your first guitar that you loved playing?
My first guitar my dad bought me when I was 12. And it was a Washburn. And, you know, that's a great guitar. I still got it in my studio. But I remember growing up and playing the Gretsch Hollow Bodies from my uncle's music store. And I just, those were my, you know, that's what I'm going to have when I grow up.
Yeah. Is that what you started or do you play a whole bunch of other instruments like everybody else?
I play a lot of different instruments. You know, I'm mainly a vocalist. I play guitar, can play some ukulele, some drums, some piano, some clarinet.
Wow. Oh, that's a hidden talent.
Oh, yeah.
The obligatory clarinet.
Yes, of course,
you're
of course.
Welcome.
You have to write a song specifically for the clarinet now.
Yes, march. Well, you know, if anyone ever needs anyone in a marching band, I got you.
You know, we'll talk about your tour coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
But
that's turn on your imagination for a second. If you could book your perfect tour, three cities that you want to hit and who are you on tour with?
Ooh, that is such a tough question. You know, I would probably pick... If I had to pick right now, if someone that really I think I would vibe with would be that he's big right now, it would be Hardy. He's kind of like rock country. He did a collaboration with Jerry McKinnon and he is an incredible metal guy. So I think that would be super fun.
Okay.
Cities.
Yes.
I think a bucket list, you know, we've got some family out in Bakersfield, California, and, you know, the Bakersfield sound. I know maybe the metal isn't their vibe, but it could be, okay?
Mm-hmm. It could be.
But Bakersfield, for sure. You know, maybe like Austin, Texas, they've got a really great music scene there.
South by Southwest.
So much.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, I think Branson, Missouri would be another one.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want to go to Branson.
I kind of do too, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, my parents have been many times. And
I've never been.
It.
And those are all places. I've been to Bakersfield, but I've never played there. And those are all places I've never played. So I think those are some bucket lists.
It's time.
Yeah, yes.
It's time.
Branson is like a tourist trap, of course. It's like the Wisconsin Dells, but it's in the Lake of the Ozarks, and the Ozarks are kind of cool. So,
Well, now we know where you wish you were going to go.
Yeah.
But you're going out on tour for real.
Oh, yes.
Where are you going to go?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping that we're actually going to be able to do another international debut. And this year it'd be a Country Fest Los Cabos. Now that's not confirmed, but it has been talked about.
Nice.
So instead of Cancun, we'd be going down to Cabo. We've got California on the radar. Missouri is also on that same radar. Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, Illinois, Michigan.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Everywhere.
And is this taking you like through the rest of the year, kind of?
Yes.
Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're even starting to look at some dates for next year. My summer is completely booked, so...
That's
great. We were lucky to get you tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Yeah, thank you so much. You also recently were nominated for a Wisconsin Area Music Award.
Yes.
Now, that's coming up soon. Are you going to be able to attend?
It's
on May 21st.
That'll be my first red carpet that I'll ever walk. And now that's going to be in Milwaukee.
It is at Turner Hall.
Those are so much fun.
Yeah, I was nominated for Female Vocals of the Year, and then I ended up being a finalist. You know, their voting system's a little different, but it's very cool how they do it.
Yes.
And I'm very proud of that, and I'm happy to be recognized. So,
well, it started out with a million different singers.
Yes.
So that you've made it to the finalists. We always say it's just a thrill to be nominated.
Yes.
But then to make it to a finalist, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank absolutely. You so much.
Make sure you go vote right now, the Wisconsin Area Music Awards. And while you're there, maybe just toss a vote for Max Inc. Radio, too.
You got it. I saw that. You guys are also on. That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Well, don't want to toot our own horn. Thank you.
Thank you. Ironplow. Let's get back to live music with Jenna Jane and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you're going to play for us tonight is called Knew Me When.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that song before you play it.
Oh, I love playing this song. Oh, good. Now, is it, you know, the song's got a couple of swear words. I'm sure you don't mind, but nothing crazy.
Well, as long as it's not the bad ones.
They're not bad. I think everyone can.
It's after kids' bedtime.
Yeah, I was going to say, all the kids should be in bed.
I'm prepared.
It's not bad. It's Jenna Jane. It's not the F word. It's fine.
And if your kids aren't in bed, that's your fault.
Oh!
But Knew Me When was actually the title track to that album that was dropped, Knew Me When, back in August. And this song I wrote... God bless him. I say that disrespectfully.
Oh.
To my former boss that, you know, kind of, he told me that I was never going to be anything, you know, and he was like, you know, if you quit here, you know, all you're going to do is play in bars. And so then I went home and I wrote the song Knew Me When. And I was like, don't you ever say that you knew me when.
Good for you, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is.
Good slap in the face.
Yeah.
It's Jenna Jane live in the Devil's Lair.
Some call me a sinner, some call me a saint. They would never know unless they felt my pain. Saying, girl, you have to play by the books. But I've done everything they said I never would. I don't get too close, the devil's always around. Think he's still hanging back in my hometown. They all ask why I act this way. Cause I can't live like someone I ain't. I know they ain't wishing me well, and I know this might stir up a little hell. Cause what got me here wasn't your dime or your dollar. And so I'm not sure why you think your good for nothing opinion matters. And what made me strong wasn't a weak backbone. It was standing up for myself, but admitting when I was wrong. So don't come around like you're my friend. And don't you ever say you knew me when. But now that I've made a name for myself, all these fake-ass people come running like hell. Paid my dues, didn't need any help. I did what I could with the hand I was dealt. All things fine, I get better with time. You mind yours and now mine mine. Getting paid to strum this soul guitar. Didn't you say I'd never get far? And I know they ain't wishing me well. And I know this might stir up a little hell. Cause what got me here wasn't your dime or your dollar. So I'm not sure why you think your good for nothing opinion matters. What made me strong wasn't a weak backbone. It was standing up for myself, but admitting when I was wrong. So don't come around like you're my friend. And don't you ever say you knew me when. And I know this might stir up a little hell. Cause what got me here wasn't your dime or your dollar. And what made me strong wasn't a weak backbone. Cause what got me here is don't come around like you're my friend. And don't you ever say you knew me well.
Yeah. There
wow.
you go.
Wow.
Stick that in your restaurant.
Yeah.
John Jane live in the Devil's Lair. Okay, so did this person hear this song? And did you get feedback from this person about this song?
Now, that this song I never did, okay? But one of the songs that's coming out on Nine Lives, I sure did. Mm. Based off of a 15-second clip. Yeah. Uh-huh. I wrote it about my ex-best friend that just, she stabbed me in the back real bad. And obviously the title track, Crazy, just kind of sticks and really works. She ended up calling the cops because she saw a leak of the teaser clip that I posted. And the cops called me and said, Jenna, did you post the song? I said, yeah. Is it about her? No.
Yeah.
It's not.
What you gonna do?
And it's not. It's a real life experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that if every single person got offended by a song that a musician wrote, you know, if you took it too personally,
Taylor
we wouldn't have
Swift.
Any. Right. You know, so the cop's like, you know, you can still release it. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make a note here. Don't make.
Yeah, don't make her mad.
Jane mad.
I love that you are not scared to, like, share these stories. And I mentioned that earlier. You know, as we're getting a little heavier with the music and some of the subject matter.
Yeah.
And just when you said don't come around and you know, like, act like you knew me when.
Right.
That's funny, that bites. Oh, it does. And I've heard people say, if you don't work hard for yourself, you're going to have to work hard for somebody else.
Right.
So there you
Absolutely.
Go. You're doing it, girl.
Absolutely.
You are doing it.
And thank you for doing it here tonight our studio.
Yes,
we really appreciate it.
I'm so happy to be here.
So what's in the future for Jenna Jane? What's some long-term goals you have?
Yeah. We achieved one of them the other day. I was on my way to the studio to lay some vocal tracks for this Nine Lives EP, and I kind of ugly cried in my car a little bit. I got the news that I was a official nominee for Female Rising Star of the Year at the Josie Awards, and I will get to walk the red carpet at the Grand Ole Opry.
No!
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yes, I am. Okay. I was beyond excited. I called my husband crying, you know. It's like, this is just something that I always dreamed about, you know. It's great for the independent artists, that Josie Awards. If you haven't checked it out, you should. Yeah, they are incredible.
And can we follow along? Sorry, Rocker. Can we follow you along?
Yeah, October 22nd, I'll be going down to the Grand Ole Opry House.
I'm making notes right now.
And attending and walking the red carpet.
Well, my question is your husband going to walk the red carpet with you?
Oh, he is. Yes.
that's an opportunity to get dressed to the nines and look snazzy and stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about nudie suits.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
So that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Maybash? No.
No.
Oh, wow.
Hey, we got to fly here. We got one more song here.
Oh, okay.
We got about 4 minutes left in the show. Jenna, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Absolutely.
So happy to have you
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Rocker, you got something there?
Well, this next song is called Dive Bar. Yes, Dive Bar.
Been to a lot of them.
You've been to a lot of them. This must be a real life experience. Tell us a little bit about this song before you end tonight.
You know, Dive Bar, those are where you meet some of the best people, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
So I wrote this song because there's so many people that go out to the dive bars and then it just kind of becomes their family, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's the best part about this song. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. So.
All right. Jenna, you're going to take us out to the hard break. You're
so
listening
good.
To Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Max Inc. Heavy's coming up. Jenna Jane on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you.
It's about 6 miles east on the outskirts of town. It'd take a little dirt road to get back to the house. They've got a jukebox playing some old hay songs and a pretty little bartender pouring them strong. Yeah, it's about 6 miles east of town. It's not a honky-tonk or a high-end downtown scene. It's a dark place where your vices and good times meet. It's a dive bar drinking long necks down. There's a stool with my name on a shooting straight crown. It's a dive bar, they only your name with a sign on the door saying glad you came. It's a dive bar. nothing like a dive bar. Don't dial from their old payphone. You can sleep in your truck if you can't make it back home. Beer signs hanging on the walls, and that guy over there, yeah, his name's Paul. He's always here for last call. He's not a honky-tonk or a high-end downtown scene. It's a dark place where your vice is a good times meet. It's a dive bar drinking long necks down. There's a stool with my name on a shooting straight crown. It's a dive bar, and only your name with a sign on the door saying glass of game. It's a dive bar. Nothing like a dive bar. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So I think I'll have one more beer. And then dive bar, drinking long necks down. There's a stool with my name on a shooting straight crown. It's a dive bar, yeah, only your name with a sign on the door saying glass of game. It's a dive bar. Nothing like a dive bar.
Jenna Jane. Live in the Devil's Lair. That's like the anthem to Wisconsin, wow. Right there.
Isn't it?
Dive bar.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
What's your favorite dive bar?
Oh my gosh. You want to know what? It's got to be, and this is a core memory and it lives rent free in my head.
Oh.
Jackson Clinic. And I think it's like Linden Station area.
Oh, yeah.
It, dirt floors. Oh, you don't want to order floor. A glass, wow. But I love them dearly.
Do they sell peanuts and you drop the shells
on
the floor?
Oh, you can drop whatever you want on the floor, I think.
Okay. So good.
Jenna Jane, thank you once again for coming in. We really appreciate you for coming down.
Thank you for having me. Woo! Thank you so much.
Keep
you
in touch.
Awesome.
Real quick, your next show tonight, or tomorrow. It's tomorrow in Lake Mills.
Tomorrow, yeah. 1 to 4 at Astalon Inn in Lake Mills.
Stop by, see Jenna Jane. Have a good evening, everybody. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up next. Next week in the Devil's Lair is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Yeah!
Have a great night, everybody. Woo! It's Max Inc. Radio. We
thank
are
you.
Local music.
Asking my old friend.